Hey there, digital warriors. Rachel Cotter here, your guide through the ever-evolving jungle of technology. You know that feeling when you reach for your phone, and suddenly it's an hour later? You've scrolled through a dozen articles about things you don't even care about, checked social media 5 times, and missed out on a whole chunk of your day? Yeah, me too. But guess what? It doesn't have to be this way. Today, we're diving into 5 easy ways to declutter your phone and reclaim your time, attention, and sanity. Trust me, your future self will thank you. First up, let's talk apps. Seriously, how many apps are cluttering up your home screen? You probably have a few that you barely use anymore, those games you downloaded on a whim, the fitness tracker you never opened past week 1, and maybe even an app for ordering cat food that you haven't used since, well, let's just say it's been a while. Time to be ruthless. Go through your apps and delete anything you haven't used in the last month. If you're not actively using it, it's taking up valuable space on your phone and precious energy from your brain. Next, we've got notifications. Those little pings and buzzes can be incredibly distracting, pulling us away from what we're doing and disrupting our flow. Think about it. Do you really need to know every time someone likes your Instagram post or sends you a meme? Probably not. So, turn off those unnecessary notifications. Go into your settings and customize which apps and alerts focus on the essential ones that truly matter. Remember, you're in control of your phone, not the other way around. Now, let's talk about the digital clutter itself, those hundreds of photos and videos taking up space on your phone. It's great to capture memories, but trust me, you don't need every single blurry selfie or random shot of your lunch. Take some time to curate your photo library. Delete duplicates, screenshots you don't need, and anything that doesn't spark joy. Organize the rest into albums, make it easy to find what you're looking for and create a visual story of your life. Remember, less is often more when it comes to digital clutter. It's like cleaning out your closet sometimes, you just need to let go of things you don't need anymore. Ever feel like you're constantly checking your phone even when there's nothing important happening? That's the power of habit. We often reach for our phones out of boredom or simply because we're used to it. But guess what? You can break free from that cycle. Try setting specific times throughout the day when you'll check your phone, maybe first thing in the morning, during lunch, and before bed. Outside of those designated times, resist the urge to scroll. It takes time to build new habits, but once you do, you'll be amazed at how much more focused and productive you become. Finally, let's talk about a simple yet powerful tool, grayscale mode. Yes, it might sound boring, but turning your phone screen to black and white can actually make a huge difference in your phone usage. By removing the vibrant colors that tempt you to scroll endlessly, grayscale mode creates a less stimulating environment. It's like taking your phone off its high alert setting and giving your brain a much-needed break. Ever get that feeling of being completely drained after spending hours on your phone? Like your brain is fried and you just can't focus anymore? That's burnout, folks, and it's more common than we think. We're constantly bombarded with information and stimulation from our devices, which can leave us feeling overwhelmed and exhausted. Take a moment to picture this. You're scrolling through social media before bed, comparing yourself to everyone else's seemingly perfect lives, and stressing over the news headlines. Sounds familiar, right? By implementing these 5 simple strategies to cluttering your apps, turning off unnecessary notifications, curating your photo library, setting phone-free times, and using grayscale mode, you can create a healthy relationship with your phone and reclaim your valuable time and energy. Think about it, less digital clutter equals less mental clutter. It's like cleaning out your physical space when things are organized. You feel calmer, more focused, and ready to tackle anything. So, go ahead, declutter that phone and get ready to experience the freedom and clarity that comes with a simplified digital life. Until next time, keep those phones charged but your minds even more so. I'll see you in the next episode of Digital Poison, where we break down the tech stuff and reclaim our digital well-being, one step at a time. Don't forget to share this episode with your friends who need to hear it, maybe even tag them on social media and let them know you're taking control of your digital lives together. Remember, you've got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.